Whoa. These turkeys are going to be weird.
Yeah. But don't call them mutants because it's the new
normal.
They're
not mutants. They're natural. Yeah. It's like a turkey centipede.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, that's sort of how I picture it looking. It's just kind of like if you just took one turkey's front half and then another turkey's back half and you just smashed them together like six times.
There's got to be turkeys out there that are born with three legs and you could just, you know.
What?
You don't think so? There's never been a turkey born with three
legs?
There
probably has been.
I mean, I think that, yes. I think that they were freaks of nature that were, didn't make it all the way to, like, breeding.
Yes. Well, I don't know. If you have, like, a couple of them and you get, you smush their parts together, and they have some, like, three-legged babies.
We're going to human centipede all these turkeys together.
It's only a matter of
together.
Time before they start having four-legged babies.
A to B.
Anyway.
B to C.
Hey, man, look what I did. If you did it, would you do it like this?
That's not how I do it.
I've been working myself to the bone, trying to pay off my student loans.
That's not how I do it.
I like carrots in my stew and a sprig of parsley. How about you?
That's not how I do it.
Break it down.
Would you do it in a jacket? Would you do it in a hat?
Would you do it like this?
I'd do it like that. That's not how I do it.
All right, welcome to a Thanksgiving mini-sode of That's Not How I Do It, the podcast where we take a hard look at the world around us, find something we want to improve, and gobble, gobble.
Yeah. If you're the first time listening to the show, what we do is gobble, gobble.
Yeah, we gobble.
Hashtag gobble boys. Gobble.
So gobble it's, boys.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm gobble, gobble.
I'm Gobbles.
And I'm Gobbler.
All right. So it's coming up on Thanksgiving very quickly here.
Yep.
And most of us on Thanksgiving, well, I think everybody in this podcast eats turkey on that
I love
day.
Turkey.
Jared, do you also like turkey and eat it on Thanksgiving?
Give me a gobble gobble if you agree.
Gobble gobble.
That's a yes.
But I don't love turkey, but I love like Thanksgiving meal, but turkey's not my favorite part.
I kind of agree with that, actually. So turkey really? Can be my favorite part, but it's
oh man,
it's the centerpiece, but it's not my favorite Thanksgiving food.
I'll tell, there's one thing that I would really like to change about turkeys.
The number of drumsticks.
I would like, yes, exactly right. I want every turkey to have 12 legs.
Partially for
or
the
maybe,
aesthetics.
Or at least 6 legs.
Yeah. Like a
spider
turkey.
I feel like a
turkey.
Small turkey...
8 legs.
A small turkey needs 6 legs. A medium-sized turkey needs 8 legs. And a large turkey needs 12 legs.
Mm-hmm. Here, here.
I'm okay if we lose like a bunch of like other parts of the turkey. Like I don't think it needs wings.
Right.
I'm fine with losing wings for more legs, but... not breasts. I want it to have more breasts.
What about one?
You
want
to have more
one
breasts
really
too?
Big breast.
How about one huge breast and 6 legs?
What if there's legs coming out of the breast?
Because like, think
I
about
guess
it
I don't
now.
Really care about the number of breasts so much as like how much breast meat. So that's fine. Mm. I just want there to be more breast meat because I like breast meat a lot.
But okay, so like you're going through the Thanksgiving table line. It's like buffet style in this particular instance.
Yeah.
You see. Not just 2 legs of a turkey.
6.
You see 6.
Yeah. Or so 12, depending on...
Or 12, right. Depending on how many people are around.
Yeah.
But anyway, what it looks like is like, oh, there's like just as many legs as there are people, so I can grab
a whole one.
A whole leg.
Uh-huh.
Do you go after more turkey meat after that?
You get a little bit of breast meat.
A little bit of breast meat, but what do you want, like as much breast meat as you normally have if you also have...
I think you're basing all this on the assumption that I prefer dark meat, and I don't.
Oh, so you prefer the breast meat.
I prefer breast meat.
So if you...
So you'd rather have... Okay, so yeah, we definitely need to have both, right?
So I take like... first of all, like I never get a whole drumstick because like that would be incredibly rude to everybody. So I'd like, you know, I'll take mostly white meat and then I'll carve off some, you know, some of the drumstick for myself. Because I mean, I still like dark meat, but it's, you know.
In my family, no one but the father gets the drumsticks. He laid claim.
Oh, your dad gets both of them?
Well, he always gets one for sure. He usually gets the other one for leftovers.
I feel like in my family, everybody is very polite and none of us take it. And then it goes to somebody else.
Yeah, I think it's never an issue, I guess, in my family. Like, everybody kind of eats everything. And nobody would chop off an entire drumstick and take it. That would be, like, really, that would be very bad for
them. But if you could...
Yeah, if there were enough drumsticks.
If there was enough for everybody, like, of course you're going to just, like, take one for yourself.
Because there's something very satisfying about eating a turkey leg.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, it just makes you feel like an old-timey warlord.
Like a Viking or something. Yeah.
That it's probably the best, it's like the most satisfying piece of meat that you can, like, eat with your hands.
Yep.
Turkeys now have 6 to 12 legs each.
And they're not smaller legs, right? Like, the drumsticks are the same size as they currently are.
Mm-hmm. I'm honestly fine if turkeys get way bigger because of this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's a bigger
I mean, they're
legs.
Already, like, they're already, like, so big that they're useless, you know? So, fine. Let's make them these, like, abominations. These, like, giant flightless birds with 12
legs.
They're
not flightless.
These birds would be flightless.
These ones would be. Because if they weren't, it'd be terrifying. Can you imagine a turkey with 6 legs?
Or 12 legs.
Swooping down and attacking
and
you.
Also, I think
12 legs.
I think wild turkeys are not flightless, but I think most of the farm-raised ones are.
Yeah, they've probably been pumped with so many hormones they
fat.
Can't...
they're too big to fly.
Yeah, but turkeys naturally actually sleep in trees.
Right.
It's a safe place.
But there's nothing natural about our turkeys. What else can we do to them?
Did you guys know that fleshy thing that hangs off of them is called a snood? Off their beak?
No.
It is. Just like the game that you played in middle school.
Yeah. Remember,
it's a good game.
Yeah, good game. Even better part of a beak.
I wouldn't eat the snood.
You wouldn't eat the snood? I was just thinking that maybe that could be like I don't know, something more delicious. Oop. Like the most delicious part of a turkey. Because if we're making the drumsticks... more common.
We need something to fight over.
Like the treat.
Like the giblets.
Yeah. We're fighting over the snood now.
How do you guys feel about giblets?
I like them.
Me
myself.
Too. I like them a lot.
I like all, like, organy meats.
Mm-hmm. That's, to me, is like an extra little treat that comes with the turkey.
Yeah.
It's the giblets.
The jibs.
I think we use that to make the gravy.
Usually I'll use that either for the gravy or the stuffing.
So do we want more organs? What are we doing with the giblets?
They might need turkeys might need more organs to.
They'll probably need
they
more.
They probably need more. Yeah, they get all these like extra stuff. Okay, so we've got more legs.
More legs, more jibs.
More giblets.
It sounds like we're creating sort of like conjoined twin turkeys.
How about less feathers?
Oh, so they're pre.
Yeah, I think I just want to make them as like close to being like the ideal food as we can. So
it's like a tiny head. Small feet, naked, just like...
Yeah, just like mostly meat,
yeah.
You know? Delicious meat.
Just horrifying to see it alive.
Oh, yeah. No, you wouldn't want to see one alive. And honestly, it would be kind of disturbing even just to see its, like, carcass.
Before it's dressed up.
That would be really weird, really distressing, actually.
Yeah.
If somebody pulled out... You know, if, like... Every year up until now, all I'd seen was just a regular turkey, and then somebody like pulls a turkey out of the oven, and it has 12 legs, like a whole bunch of organs, a giant snood.
Yeah,
I'd be like, man, that's really weird.
Yeah, I think you'd get over it.
I'll
pretty
try
quick.
It.
Yeah, I think you'd get over it pretty quick.
I'd get over it as soon as I saw that there was enough drumsticks that I could just take one.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm like, okay, it's worth it.
It would go from terrifying to exciting pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You know, one of the best things about Thanksgiving is leftovers, because most of the turkey is there after the Thanksgiving is over. I don't know about you, but like I feel like I always end up with like a bird that's like way too big.
Oh, and it's just going to be even bigger now.
Yeah, right. Now that it's like now it's got like 12 legs and all these organs, like we're gonna have like a lot of leftovers.
Yeah.
What do you guys do with what's your favorite like leftover thing? You guys like make like turkey salad sandwiches and stuff, or
I don't make a turkey salad sandwich. I'll make a turkey sandwich.
Yeah,
just like straight up
turkey sandwich is like the easy go-to. My favorite is not when I have to put the work in, but like if my mom makes a turkey pot pie with the leftovers.
Mm. Ooh, that's good.
That is a great way to use turkey leftovers.
Wow.
Yeah, I like to do like the Thanksgiving sandwich. So it's not just, you know, you get your turkey in there, but you also put on like stuffing and cranberry.
Yeah,
you put all the stuff that you would have on your Thanksgiving plate, but then you like eat it as a sandwich.
That's a great way to, that's a great leftover.
Yeah.
Another good one is take that turkey meat, shred it up, turn it into some turkey noodle soup.
Oh, I've never done that.
Yeah, it's super easy.
Yeah, shredded leftover turkey sounds good.
Shredded leftover turkey, put it in your pot with some broth. Mm-hmm. You could even make your own broth if you save the carcass, if you want to like go super homemade. Mm-hmm. But not necessary. Toss in some carrots, celery, whatever other vegetables you want to put in your soup.
Mm-hmm.
Cook it up, put some noodles in, boom, turkey noodle soup.
So I'm noticing with a couple of these, like what we're doing is we're taking all of the Thanksgiving food and like putting it in this like one new dish, but it's different. So maybe we need to do like a Thanksgiving smoothie.
You know, you'd think that's something that I would be
try
into,
it.
But it sounds awful.
It does sound pretty bad.
Really?
You know, it sounds
like turkey and cranberry sauce and stuffing in a blender and just
honestly
blend
feel
it up.
Like it would be fine if it was warm. I would not want it cold.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was thinking like a turkey congee would be good, like Thanksgiving congee.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, it's warm. And here's what I would do.
I wouldn't eat it with a straw. I could maybe do it with a spoon.
Spoon?
Yeah.
You'd do it with a spoon.
This is more like a puree than a smoothie.
It's more of a puree.
Kind
of
like applesauce.
Another thing that I would do is I would not put the cranberry sauce in while I was smoothing. Put it on top, yeah.
It's a good call. Because you don't want to, you don't want
honestly,
to be infused.
I think that would be delicious.
Yeah, of course it would be delicious. I love Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to do that with, like, what? Half of our leftovers. I don't think we want to like go all in.
I'm gonna try it with just like one smoothie.
Yeah, just do one serving size first, and then
just give it a test.
Just give it a test, but I think it's gonna be good.
It would also be hard to blend half a turkey.
Yeah, you're probably gonna ruin your blender. How would you kill a turkey if you had to?
Lethal injection.
would you eat something that you like?
No, probably not. You're right. No, I I don't really give a shit about turkeys, so I think just like whatever is easiest for me, like whatever's on hand.
Okay, look around the room.
Do you think that you should have to kill your own turkey every Thanksgiving?
I'd be fine with it if you did, honestly.
I think it's a little bit more. It's too much work.
So the only problem I have is it'd be more work.
Well, because you want
be like, more work.
I like that somebody else is like taking out the feathers and getting ready to eat.
Right.
But as far as like the actual like killing of the bird, like fine.
Yeah,
the moral act doesn't bother me. It's just like the mess and the work.
I think that you should have to kill a turkey by biting its throat.
Why?
Just because you're gonna be eating the rest of it. You should be savage. Yeah.
No.
Should get into the mood.
An axe would be fine.
Biting its head off.
Oh, but I don't want to take its head off because I want its head on the platter. I want it to be
connected.
You want it connected.
Should shoot it in the heart with a gun.
I'm going to scare it to death. No, because that's supposed to affect the taste of the meat.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you kill a turkey?
From behind.
I'm going to shoot a harpoon through it.
I don't want to do anything that damages the meat.
That's why it's a harpoon. I mean, you're just going
to
take it out.
I have like no moral connection to a turkey at all.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. How would you kill a turkey, Jared?
Probably while it was sleeping.
Oh, maybe
smother it with
suffocate it, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd let it die of old age.
No, it wouldn't taste any good. You got to get it while it's young.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. You want to get a young turkey.
Okay.
When I'm in the prime of lime.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to electrocute it to death.
Ooh.
Oh, that might be a good way to do it. Yeah. Sounds good. Stop the heart.
Or maybe, since I'm going to spatchcock it anyway, maybe I'll take a laser and just split it right down the middle.
It comes out like it's not like split in half when you bring it out.
I mean, it is, but like then you carve your turkey and reassemble it. It's called plating, Sam.
So it does look like.
It looks like a normal ass turkey.
Okay.
Yeah, lasers are good. Electrocution is also good. Firing squad.
give it a cigarette and a flamethrower.
That way, it
if you flame through it,
burns the feathers.
Feathers come off. Yeah. Okay, we're gonna flamethrow it.
Aren't you then cooking it at the same time?
I mean, just a little bit. Like it's still gonna
give
need
it a good
to be
char.
In there. Yeah, a nice char, and then you're gonna brine it anyway.
You might have to brine it for a little
that's
longer.
That's maybe not that good. Yeah. I'm going to cook it by brining it.
You're going to kill it by brining it.
Are you going to drown it in brine?
You're going to brine it to death.
I'm gonna drown it in brine.
Gobble gobble.
I guess I'll first. I'm gonna have to defeather it, the whole thing, and then I'm gonna drown it.
You're gonna defeather it alive.
Yeah,
seems hard.
Yeah, that sounds painful.
You don't think there's just like a machine that does that?
I mean, not while it's alive. Well, I think you boil it first, right?
To make the feathers easy to come out. I think it's not
all right.
You know. I think if you boil, I guess that makes sense. I think if you boil a turkey, it's probably gonna die while you boil it. I hope it doesn't live through it.
Yeah, I don't know.
That sounds terrible.
I mean, do you boil?
Oh, these poor birds. Now I do have a problem with it. I don't know.
You boil lobsters.
Here's what
I'm going to do.
Not so much the problem of... I still don't care about the turkey morally, but I feel like I've like debased myself.
I'm going to torture an animal. I'm going to give it an intentional overdose of heroin.
heroin overdose?
A little heroin turkey.
Yeah. Take a nice trip.
Yeah, nobody will suspect a thing.
Uh-huh. Suspect, oof.
They'll be like, oh, yeah.
Just another victim of the opioid epidemic.
Well, everyone will really go, like, they'll be knocked out after that meal.
Yeah, they'll be all high on heroin.
Maybe. Sounds cool. I don't know how long.
I don't think you'd get...
You think so?
I don't think you'd get high.
You do or don't?
Do not.
Okay. Yeah, me either.
No, you would, because I'm going to put more heroin in after.
You're going to baste it? Yeah. You're going to spritz it with some
black tar heroin.
That's what the basting is. You're just actually just like squirting heroin all over it.
Now I'm going to stuff it with heroin.
You're gonna find this turkey with like in like a bad part of town with its arm tied off and a needle still in its wing.
Hey, man, you want some turkey? Eat my leg. I'll let you eat my leg for heroin.
We're laughing, but the opioid crisis is real.
It's real.
Not in turkeys, it's not.
In turkeys, though.
Not yet.
Yeah, right, like it will be.
All right, so we've got drug-addled, 6 to 12-legged freaks of nature.
Well, no, they're not freaks of nature anymore, because they've changed either by divine will or by genetic selection.
Yeah. In fact, you probably have to be pretty rich just to get a normal-looking turkey, because they're so rare now. So that's like a sign of decadence, you can have like an original turkey.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like Thanksgiving purists.
Go ahead and thank us for that.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, oh, is that a butterball?
Yeah.
Yes. I got it on the dark web.
All right. Well, I think that'll do it for turkeys.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble. You know, all the usual stuff. Rate and subscribe on iTunes.
Yeah. I would like to be thankful for some new reviews this Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. Hint, hint.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Hey guys, what are you thankful for this year?
Oh man, it's a tough year.
Yeah, it was a tough year. I'm thankful for our listeners. It's kind of a cop out.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, there's an extra weight to the special thank you this week.
Oh yeah.
Because it's Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Okay, so your special thanks is to our listeners.
Yeah, my special thank you this week and for Thanksgiving is I'm very thankful to our listeners for listening.
Yeah.
I'm thankful.
What about you guys?
For all the turkeys for sacrificing their lives.
And I'm thankful for Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah. Yeah, he's usually on my list.
Thanks, Tom Cruise.
Yep.
All right. Thank you to our listeners, to the turkeys that have sacrificed for our food, and Tom Cruise.
Gobble, gobble,
gobble. Gobble,
gobble.